AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. He was known throughout the golf world as the King. Arnold Palmer has died in a Pittsburgh hospital, complications from heart problems. Palmer ranked among the most important figures in golf history. Ernie Els said of him in 2003,
especially those two players really elevated our game and brought in all the attention and made the game, the professional game, is what it is today.
Besides his seven major championships and 62 PGA Tour wins, he made the elite sport appealing to everyone. After his final Masters in 2004, he said that tournament was special.
Augusta and this golf tournament has been about a part of my life as anything other than my family.
Arnold Palmer, who was a pioneer in sports marketing, was 87. The sports world also mourning the death of Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, who died with two other people when their boat slammed into a jetty off Miami Beach. Marlins president David Sampson.
There is no words to describe how this organization feels. Jose was someone who we've known since he was a drafted young man.
The Marlins canceled Sunday's game against the Atlanta Braves. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are prepping for Monday's presidential debates.
For the Clinton campaign, they are concerned about the facts. Campaign manager Robbie Mook says moderator Lester Holt has to correct all inaccuracies.
Donald Trump can't lie on that debate stage and win or even get a passing grade.
Mook was on ABC's This Week, and so was Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway, who says this is not about fact-checking.
I think they're really afraid that Hillary Clinton is just not a very good candidate. A majority of Americans don't much like her, and according to your own poll, don't trust her.
Conway says it's not the job of debate moderators to fact-check. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. In Southern California, two men were arrested and a 17-year-old girl detained on suspicion of killing three people inside a suburban L.A. home over the weekend. Two young girls, ages 6 and 9, were found unharmed inside the home. Fullerton police would not say if the arrested teen was the missing daughter of two of the victims. Motorists are seeing gas prices continue to rise, according to industry analyst Troby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices are up again, this time 4 cents over 2 weeks. The new average for regular grade is $2.25, and this is a total of about 9 cent rise over 7 weeks.
The price at the pump is still a dime less than it was a year ago. CBS paid tribute to Charles Osgood on its Sunday morning show.
So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been.
He's retiring after 22 years there. Jane Pauley will succeed him as host. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.